It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Most of New Mexico's congressional delegation has asked Capitol Hill for permission to invest more money into early childhood programs from its Resource Wealth Endowment. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich and U.S. Representative Melanie Stansberry are sponsoring a bill requesting permission that the change be allowed. The state needs permission from the federal government due to colonial era law. There's another hurdle, too. Voters have to approve the measure that will be on the ballot in 2022. The state of Texas is due to receive about $35 billion from the recently passed Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, but it's not clear if Texas will accept those federal dollars. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies explains.
On Tuesday, Governor Greg Abbott sent a letter to state agencies urging them to be cautious about accepting funds from the Infrastructure Act, which was a major legislative victory for the Biden administration. Abbott asked agency leaders to carefully assess the implications of federal funding agreements. The letter instructed agency heads to watch out for federal funds that hinder or needlessly constrain the state, commit the state to ongoing costs for which there is not an appropriation available, or require an agency to implement a federal policy contrary to the law or policy of the state. If this is the case, then the agreement proposed by the federal agency should not be signed. According to the White House, the Infrastructure Act was passed with bipartisan support and will rebuild America's roads, bridges, and rails, expand access to clean drinking water, expand access to high-speed internet, and tackle climate change. In San Antonio, I'm David Martin Davies.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over another COVID-19 vaccine mandate. KUT's Joseph Leahy reports the Republican Attorney General wants to block Head Start from requiring staff and volunteers to be fully vaccinated by the end of January or from being tested weekly if they receive an exemption.
The lawsuit also seeks to halt the federally funded early childhood program from requiring anyone 2 and older to wear masks. Paxton has previously sued the Biden administration over vaccine requirements for federal contractors, healthcare workers, and companies with at least 100 employees. Federal courts have blocked the administration's public health policies from taking effect while legal challenges proceed. I'm Joseph Leahy in Austin.
State lawmakers in New Mexico are working in a special session to address redistricting. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the process so far.
Democrats in the state legislature were able to tilt the playing field to their side this year for the first time in 3 decades. The last 2 times our state went through the redistricting process that happens every 10 years after the census, the power of the legislature was checked by Republican governors, but with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham now in office, Democrats were under no such constraints this year. And they took full advantage of that power by dissecting the state's largest Republican stronghold in the congressional district map passed during a special session last week. Under this map, the area in southeastern New Mexico known as Little Texas would be broken into all 3 congressional districts. The goal of gerrymandering is to dilute your opponent's areas of strength without giving away so much that you put other previously safe districts at risk. Success will mean Democrats holding all 3 seats in Congress for the next 10 years. The final map was based on one originally proposed by the Center for Civic Policy and other progressive political groups that was dubbed the People's Map, which is accurate, assuming that all people are Democrats, or that Republicans aren't people. The state went to great lengths this year to attempt to take politics out of the process. A new Citizens Redistricting Committee, headed by former Supreme Court Justice Edward Chavez, held public hearings throughout New Mexico to bring a new level of transparency and citizen involvement to the process. I believe that effort was sincere, but it was doomed by the compromise reached during last year's legislative session when lawmakers agreed to let the committee do its work, but rendered it powerless by retaining full authority to pass whatever it wanted. Once the process got to the state legislature, it simply became an exercise of raw political power. I shouldn't have been surprised. House Speaker Brian Egolf told us this was the plan after the 2020 election when he was asked about Yvette Harrell's win. Quote, "This is the last election for New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District with a map that looks like it does now. So, next time, it'll be a different district. And we'll have to see what that means for Republican chances to hold it, he said. It's the same kind of raw political power that we see every day. I firmly believe that gerrymandering is wrong, but I was naive to think that Democrats would not respond in kind to the new political realities. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.